Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with David and Summer.
We're here to dive into all things marriage, faith, and family. Real talk for real couples.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Marriage Podcast with Dave and Summer. And we believe that every marriage can make it and that every marriage has a purpose. And we are in part two of our discussion entitled Confront the Inner Dialogue. Mm-hmm. And this is a big one because all of us have an inner dialogue, just self-talk. Every day we do that about, I'm sure, a variety of subjects, a variety of interactions, including with our spouse. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about last episode about me sharing insecurities, vulnerabilities, and just the dynamics of getting it out, not keeping it inside, getting it out and really developing a strategy and communication to grow as a married couple.
You developed a strategy? Do I know this strategy?
I'm saying we are.
We are developing a strategy. I hope you guys have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think for me, where we left off, mm-hmm. were we in the airport? Is that where we left off?
Well, no. We left off on me. We got home from the airport and I shared with you what was going on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. And then we left off after that sharing that I did. You processed that, mm-hmm. and you used the phrase stonewalled.
I learned a new phrase. Never heard that one before.
And then we had to have conversation number two.
Was that two? I think that was probably like three or four.
Three or four.
Yeah.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, so I learned stonewall. My understanding of stonewall is, in my vernacular, it's me trying to survive. It's me.
Okay.
It's all the emotions and word vomit coming my way. And really, I'm trying to breathe.
Okay. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm just looking at you.
It's overwhelming.
Okay.
It's more of that fight, flight, freeze.
Yep.
And so that's what I've learned with when I acknowledged or that word term came to me. I was like, oh, wow, this is what this means. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I stonewall. So it just took me a while to like gather my thoughts, gather my feelings, try to truly understand what you're saying. Because I can easily take on your emotions or mm-hmm. I can easily fight with what you have to say. So it takes me a moment to get myself together.
Yeah.
I think in the past, I have had a little bit of a silent treatment mm-hmm. in the beginning.
Yeah.
And that what that looked like, and I'm just bringing this just to be vulnerable and maybe for some of you guys who are dealing with this mm-hmm. or maybe your spouses, what that looked like was there was stonewall, but then there was also like, you're not going to control me when I talk or whatever. So that was my way of, in some ways, gaining ground. And it sounds horrible, but anyway. So, yeah, so with all that being said, yeah, so it took me time to process, get myself together, but then I realized, so we didn't talk that day, mm-hmm. right? By me processing. This dude was over it. Like, he was over the conversation. He moved on. He apologized. And I'm just like, I have so much going on in my heart, in my head, that I can't even get there. Mm-hmm. So what was going on in your head when it already passed for you? Were you thinking about, oh, is she not talking?
Yeah. I think this is good because probably for most couples out there, we're opposites mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. And so in this, you know, scenario, I'm more, let's get it out and talk about it. And once we do, I'm good. It's over. You're not like that.
So weird.
You're
to
not
me,
like that.
It's
you're
fine.
Weird because you hold on to it and we go days, but it's all the different ways we process things.
Yeah.
This is why it's important to confront the inner dialogue and learn each other so that these moments can actually help us understand each other and we can grow. Over time, I've learned to just, you know, let you have your space, let you have your time to process and think. But in this instance, I was wondering, I thought we were good because when I was sharing my insecurities and my feelings at a deeper level, it wasn't an argument. I was telling you what was going on
in his head.
Yeah. But then after that, I was thinking, man, like, what's going on? Is this still a thing? Yeah. Is it a thing still? And so I asked you, you know, what was going on, and then we had to talk again. But that's okay. I think we got to give each other the space to be able to talk as much as we need to, because this goes to our point with this episode that the inner dialogue is massive.
Right.
And really, if you think about it, we are acting out in a lot of ways what our inner dialogue is. Mm. And that can be for better or for worse. Mm-hmm. And so we have to learn how to confront this inner dialogue. Of course, we believe in confronting it with the Bible. We go to God's word. We let God's word guide us. We lead ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't let our emotions lead us. We lead ourselves through God's word. And then I think just learning ourselves and then learning our spouse and learning to have productive conversations. Yeah. Because every married couple is going to have to deal with this over and over again. It's never going to go away because we're always going to have this inner dialogue. And as soon as we can, I would say, maybe conquer it in terms of confronting it and then talking it out. And like I said last time, when I talked it out loud to you, it just seemed so ridiculous. So to me, talking it out loud helps dismantle it. But then after I dismantled my thing, you had your own thing. So we have to be patient and give each other, I think, that grace.
Yeah. And I think for me, it was hard because I knew you were being vulnerable. And even though I wanted to hold that space for you to be vulnerable, at the same time, it was like, I wanted to hold space for me to share any hurt or, you know, whatever. So I think even though it did take a day or two.
Yeah.
So for me, I was just overthinking, and I really needed to probably talk a little bit sooner than before.
Even though that's not your natural, maybe you do need time to process and think.
For sure. Time.
Why do you think in this instance it needed to be sooner in communicating versus later?
Because the aftermath of it, I mean, again, it's that inner dialogue. When I confronted it and shared it with you, you were just like, that's not what I said. That's not true. So it was, you know, again, I was overthinking. Mm-hmm. And I wanted you to have your, you know, your time and space to be vulnerable and to share, like, this is what's upsetting me and da-da-da-da-da. And I didn't want to like overpower that with my emotions.
That's good. That's a good
thought.
So
that's why it was like, I wanted to give space for it. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, it's like, how do you juggle this? So I guess it's just, again, like trying to have like a little dance in conversation of how do you handle this? And I mean, we've been married for 18 years. You would think that we would have this down by now. But like, everything is different. You know,
I think that's
seasons.
That's a great thought, though.
What's
that? You let me have my space to share, and I needed to let you have your space to share and not overpower each other with whether it's an argument or not. And then you're going back and forth talking over each other. That's not good. And even, you know, a guy in my businessmen's group talked to me about how, and I told you this, and this is, I never forgot this. He said that a lot of times what we do in conversation, like if you say, hey, I went to Florida and I went to, you know, Destin or whatever. And then what I'll do is I'll say, yeah, I did too. And I'll tell you about my memory in Destin. And he was saying, what we do is we don't give people the chance to have their moment in sharing their story. We usually try to connect the dots, meaning good. We're trying to you know, have commonality, but in some ways we're taking away their story and not just letting them have a story. Mm-hmm. And that's same with what we're saying here. We can say, you know, you can tell me your, you know, inner dialogue, and then I can say, yeah, I felt the same thing. And that's good. I think there's a part in time to do that. But in the moment of you sharing, you need to have your time to share.
Right.
And not go back and forth, and even in a positive way, have commonality, and then in some ways bring it back to me when the whole thing was based on you sharing what you feel.
For sure.
It's a good, you know, I would say it's probably a temptation that a lot of couples deal with. And probably as you're listening and watching, you probably have done that. We've done that before. And just giving each other time. This is summer's time to share. And then, you know, whatever we need to do, then it's my time to share. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good to help us build bridges and just grow and all this stuff and move forward.
So for you, just changing gears a little bit, with you being one who is the most expressive in our relationship as far as vocally, what would you say that you need from me to love you in that, in these moments?
When I'm vulnerable?
When you're vulnerable, when you want to talk.
Well, I've talked to you about what I don't want to do.
Okay.
And how I don't want to be in terms of maybe for generality, needy and, you know, just like pulling on you. And like at some point it's like, come on, man, it's like, stop. I would say though, just your listening ear, non-judgment, and then affirmation back to me, genuine affirmation back to me of just, you know, encouragement to me. And I think what's interesting about men, and all the men would know this, maybe ladies, you do or you don't, but really they did a study and sex is number two mm-hmm. for men. Affirmation/respect is number one mm-hmm. from our wives. So that's huge. And I think that's what I would think would be what I would want in that moment.
No, that's
what would you want from me in your moment?
Patience and grace.
And the fourth conversation, still have patience and grace?
Yes. And holding space.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think for me, with all the things that are on your plate and that you have to juggle, I feel like it's my job to support and to uplift and to encourage and not to drain you with my emotions or whatnot emotions that I don't share, but I do have. And so... because of that, I feel like sometimes, I put this on myself, but it's like me allowing, giving myself the chance to be able to share, which I do. And we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. but you want this for me, but it's just, I think in some ways it's like, I need that affirmation mm-hmm. In those moments of like, how are you feeling in this moment? And here's the thing, he will ask the question, but it's not the question that I want him to ask.
See, this is what you ladies do no, to us not. Guys. We have to read your mind.
No.
Just tell me what you want.
No.
And then I will give it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Our production team is all guys today, and they understand exactly what I'm saying right now in this moment, because these ladies play games. Trying to be mind readers up in here. Guys, can I get a witness? We can't be mind readers.
No. And bless your hearts. They're not saying anything.
Well, they will after we're gone. Godly. Okay? Talk to each other.
They're godly men.
They'll say PD was right today.
Okay.
Because they know what's up.
Anywho. Yeah, so I just, you know, the grace part and the patience part. But here, I'll say this. Majority, and I would say what I hear, majority of men do fall in my category as far as like the ones who really don't talk, who really don't share.
Searching for what they actually feel.
Yeah, like we really don't know our emotions that well. And mm-hmm. so I would say for those spouses who have someone like me as their spouse. You know, give your spouse grace. Give them, you know, be patient with them. Because really, truly, and I always say this in our marriage conferences, talking about feelings and stuff, sometimes like we really don't know. And literally when I said to you that when I'm in that stonewall moment and I'm trying to survive, I'm trying to like catch my breath, that's really what it is. It's not me like, it could be, you know, trying to figure out emotions, but it's like, I'm trying to like get my grounds here. Okay, like, where am I at? Mm-hmm. How am I feeling? But for me, and this is not for everybody, but for me, I, like I said, I easily take on your emotions. And that's, I think that's one of a strength of mine, but I think it's also a weakness. Mm-hmm. I can easily take on people's emotions and I can empathize very easily. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a peacemaker.
And
so you have the ability to connect with people.
Yeah.
And help. Yeah.
So, but at the same time, that could be a downfall too. Yep. So I'm just learning, still trying to use the muscle of, okay, this is how you feel, but this is how I feel.
Yeah.
And how do we do this?
I just think this is, you know, this is another angle of the communication piece. We're talking about communication in the focus of confront the inner dialogue. And this is huge because the truth is a lot of our arguments, probably in marriage in general, I'm sure some of them are legit and needed, but some of them aren't. Some of them are just based on what we dealt with there in Maine. That was just based on my insecurity. That wasn't, Summer didn't do anything. You didn't do anything to me.
You got that on recording?
Just stop. You didn't do anything. That was my insecurity. And I think when we realized that, there's a level of humility in that. Like, man, I mean, this is what this was. And then how can we move forward and get this better? And if we're honest, if you're honest today as a married couple, some of our arguments are just based on insecurities. It's not legit. Other arguments are legit, need to be discussed. And so either way, whether they are or they're not legit, confronting the inner dialogue has to happen so that it can dismantle lying narratives or stuff that needs to be talked about can be solved. And we move forward again. And I think that as married couples, we just have to be okay with the fact this is going to be an ongoing thing.
Right.
Because if you think about it, the Bible says that we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. So literally every day we need a word from God because the truth is our minds are leaning in different directions every single day. I've said this before, we have an average of 60,000 thoughts a day, 80% are negative, 90% are repetitive. So we're leaning in the wrong direction. So every day we have to have a touch of God in our mind to get our mind right. In our marriages, there'll be good days, there'll be bad days, there'll be maybe days that are just kind of mundane, there'll be days that are exhilarating. But no matter what, it's our minds need touched by God. And we need to connect with our spouse at some level. I'm not saying every day is a deep conversation day. That's not, you know, reality. But I do think confronting the inner dialogue is needed as much as possible so that lying stories, insecurities, misunderstandings, triggers from our past are constantly dismantled, healed, and really it's resolved. And we move forward together over and over again because that's what God wants from us, but it takes effort and work.
Right. And I think on this side of heaven, we have to acknowledge that we have insecurities.
Right.
And that it's okay. And by us dismantling, talking, you know, I think it definitely protects our marriage.
Yep.
Because if we don't talk.
Yep.
We don't share those vulnerabilities and we don't share those insecurities. The enemy has someone down the line that is willing to hear and stroke that hurt or that wound and say everything's going to be okay, you know, whatever it may be. Or even if it's not a person, it could be a substance, it could be an activity, you know, whatever that could trump that spouse, your relationship with your spouse. So
That's good.
I think it's just so important that we bulletproof our marriage by talking. Yep.
Because intimacy starts with communication.
Yes.
So whether it's intimacy in our marriage or illicit intimacy, as you just mentioned, with someone that's not our spouse or substance or whatever, it's going to start with transparency and communication.
Mm-hmm.
So one way for us to grow in love with our spouse is to continually communicate and share vulnerabilities, the inner dialogue, move forward, and really grow in our heart connection. Then the sex life, the unity, the financial goals, all of that carries out this intimacy we have in our communication. Right. One thing I was thinking too with this is that I think it's important that as married couples that we don't use emotions to manipulate our spouse. And we say this to our pastors here that it's not right for people to make us pastor their emotions. And really, it's not right for our spouse to try to have to navigate our emotions in a manipulative way, meaning that I can't make Summer, well, I'm emotional today, so you need to do this to me, you need to do that to me, you need to, that's not healthy.
No.
I need to come to you and say, hey, man, I got this inner dialogue today. My emotions aren't right. Can you pray with me? Let's talk about this. Like, let's not use it as manipulation. Let's use it as a conversation to grow, move forward, and not try to get my way or make you, you know, do something or make you carry this. That's not healthy either.
Yeah.
And we need to deal with our own. I need to deal with my insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
You're my wife. You help shoulder that. You come alongside me. I come alongside you. But ultimately, I deal with my own insecurity and let God touch me, heal me. And when I'm whole, when I become more whole, I'm just a greater blessing to you and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So we should lean on each other. Please don't get me wrong. Lean on each other. We support each other. We're there for each other. But I can't use my inner dialogue and my insecurities to manipulate my wife to make, you know, to get something from her. That's not healthy.
Right.
Shouldn't do that.
No. And even like, you know, yesterday I was going through, you know, just being a woman and our bodies are just different. And I had to tell you, I'm like, listen, I'm emotional. I don't know what's going on, but I just want you to know, I need you to pray with me because I can't do this on my own. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of want to let you know, like, what's going on. Mm-hmm. And you were there for me. And I appreciate that. You know, I was getting headaches. It was ridiculous. But I needed my man to stand with me so that we can conquer this together. And I'm not doing this by myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge too. So even, you know,
it's good.
Just going through life, you need that. And I would also add, I mean, I feel like we said this, but I just want to add this too, that I find that sometimes, and I'm going to include myself in this, sometimes I don't want to share because I sound ridiculous, or I don't want to share because I'm afraid you're going to reject me.
Mm.
And that is a trick of the enemy. Mm-hmm. And do not let the enemy try to shame you from talking to your spouse and try to make you fearful of what your spouse, quote unquote, might say. Again, it goes back to that inner dialogue, the narrative of I'm thinking, okay, when I say this, he's going to say this or whatever. And if we have done that, if we have shamed our spouse because of what they said to us is ridiculous, we need to apologize and we need to make it right. So,
it's good.
Yeah.
That's excellent. We need to create a safe place ongoing. And not let, I would say that we should never embarrass our spouse. We should never belittle them. We should never shame them. Mm-hmm. And if, like you said, if we have, we need to apologize. This is supposed to be the safest place in the world.
Exactly.
For each other. And we do that together. But this is something that we're growing in. We have not arrived. We're taking it one step at a time. I know that God's helping us along the way. And honestly, as I get better, I find our marriage gets better. As you get better, our marriage gets better. I think if we focus on ourselves in terms of, Lord, how can I change? How can I get better? How can I get healed? How can I grow in myself? Man, that just makes the unit that much stronger.
Right.
And instead of me pointing at you all the time and you know, and blaming you for everything, that's not good.
Right. What are you laughing at?
No, what are you laughing at?
because I remember, I don't know what it was, but I feel like I got mad at you about something.
Oh, Lord.
And a year ago, I would have been like, dude, you know, in my head, like, go on somewhere. But this time,
yes,
I was good.
Yes.
And yeah, I was able to make love to my man.
And really, after the end of that story is that after we talked, there was understanding. You shared with me, you know, after you processed through, you got through the Stonewall phase, and you began to share.
Are you laughing at that?
You began to share. We had a breakthrough with our communication. This whole thing was dismantled, and we moved forward. And I think if we can do it, so can you. Big topics, small topics. I would encourage everyone today, let the Lord help you in your personal insecurities. Let the Lord help you grow in your connections to your spouse. Confront the inner dialogue and let these moments be bridge building for your marriage to go to a deeper place. And we believe they can.
Amen.
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 So thank you so much for checking us out on this episode. Please consider to like, subscribe, and share. We'd be honored. We do our best for you each episode, and we can't wait to come to you again soon. And God bless you, and the best is yet to come.